Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you missed this after 6 last night, you will want to be downloading it because it is brilliant. You can get it on our free daily download from the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's up there now, isn't it, Becklar?
Of course.
Yeah. We stepped it up last night on Innuendo Bingo. Normally, for a couple of years now, we've done it in the studio where, you know, you put water in your mouth. If you find the innuendo funny, then the water obviously spits out. Last night, we sent Chris from the show to the pub. And he was standing at the bar in quite a busy pub because it was, you know, chucking up from work time. And he had beer in his mouth and people all around him. It was Innuendo Bingo in public last night. You will want to hear this in full, I promise you. You ready? Here we go. Here we go. From Help My House Is Falling Down.
Wow, this is fantastic. When you're a bloke who looks at cracks, look at the width of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry.
They made him clear up afterwards as well. Awkward, but a brilliant listen. Get it on the daily download at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Also, you know, we had J-Lo in this week. There was one, well, actually two words that she said more than any other. And we relive this on the show yesterday. Hello, Jennifer Lopez.
Hi.
Thanks for coming to see us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
You must be so, you know.
Obviously, you know, when one of them, you know, you know, it feels like, you know.
You must have to literally, right?
A little bit, you know. You know, and of course, you know, I have so it's you know what, I, you know, in the beginning of my career, it was like, you know, now I'm, you know, sorry.
It's like,
yeah,
it's not,
I'm like, yeah.
How do you actually, you know?
I mean, just, you know.
There's loads more. On the website now, on our daily download, that was good yesterday. Something else I've been thinking about as well, which we need to do, right? Hear me out. Do you know a word that we totally overuse, not just on this show, but also on Radio 1 in general? I've only just noticed it recently. It's not Radio 1.
No, I don't know. Actual?
Yeah, but there's one we use more. Amazing.
Yes. Oh,
always.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yep. And I think that we need to have, in this studio... And maybe we can rope some other people in as well, because I think Greg is also saying it quite a lot at the moment. We need an amazing box, like a swear box, because I think it's overused. And I think we need to find other words, more imaginative words to say than amazing. And I think this is going to be more difficult than we think it's going to be. So if we get a box in here, every time one of us says, oh, amazing, then we put the money in the box.
How much?
I don't know.
I think it should be salary related, percentage wise.
No, I think we all need to, what, let's
yeah,
say...
Yeah, because then if I say amazing, say I should put in 20p, and if you say amazing, you should put in, what's the money going towards, like stuff for me and the one that doesn't speak? So I think if I say amazing...
whoever said it, that was where it was going?
You should put in £10.
No, I think it should be a flat rate of should we say 20p or 10p? 20p.
You can put in 50.
All right.
Yeah, so everyone else, and so normals, 20p, and then presenters, 50p.
Whatever. So that's what's going to happen. Shall we try and keep this going until, what, the end of the week? I think that's fair enough, because it's only Wednesday.
We're going to have loads.
I know.
So I'm going to make, when do I make Becky's amazing box?
You can make it, well, when have you got some time? Now, maybe?
Yeah?
Yeah. Just make a box, put a little slot in it. The amazing box, you can put that maybe as a little kind of...
Well, you've said it three times in the last link.
No, this, it doesn't count. It counts from now. All right? So if anyone says that word between now and Friday, then 20p goes in the box.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's that time of year, isn't it, Becky?
Yes.
You saw some of them yesterday.
I did. I forgot that they were due out, and they were. They were just there.
Maybe tell us what you're talking about.
The posh, drunk ladies of a certain age that you see quite a lot at this time of year, they seem to be attracted to big sporting events.
Often in big hats.
Yes, and I live near Ascot, where the horse racing's happening, so they were all out last night.
Yeah, it's this time of year. It's the summer where there's the golf and the Ascot, sometimes Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a, you know, they're normally, what, in their 40s, 50s?
Yeah.
And they're quite rah-rah.
And you see them in the morning and they're all dressed up and they're very excited and they're very, like, they're some of them are a bit nervous about going to such a posh place. And then in the evening, OMG, completely different women.
So what was it like last night?
I think they'd had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. Hats were kind of a bit skewy.
Yes.
Some had like half, like one shoe on, one shoe off. Some had no shoes on at all. They're kind of clinging to their other halves or random men from work, like trying to stand up straight. They're brilliant.
I think we should have a glass of champagne.
That's it. Yeah. They don't know where they're going. You just sort of shove them on the train.
They had a lovely time at Ascot. Now, this reminds me of that song we made. Do you remember?
Yes.
I think it's an excuse to play it again. It was at a golf tournament. Was this a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was last summer, and they spoke to this lady who had had rather a lot of champagne.
Andy, was it?
Andy.
Yeah.
And she was at the golf, and they interviewed her on Radio 5 Live with Nikki Campbell. And we turned the interview into a bit of a song, which I think is one of my favourite songs that we have ever made. And, well, I'll let you have a listen. You might remember this. You probably will, if you've been listening for a while. Imagine if this was your mum. That's exactly what I do on this song. Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Becky.
All right, what's happening, babes?
Your mum's on the radio, innit?
What, my mum?
She's on the radio now.
What do you mean, babes?
She's at the golf, she's well happy.
Anyway, we've had a lovely day.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink.
Mum, what are you doing, babes?
Mostly drink.
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
We tried to see golf, honestly, and the rain came. Conditions were horrendous.
What have you done all day?
We had champagne in the car, pop was five. Yes. We tried to see golf, honestly.
Oh, Mum!
Anyway, are you famous?
No.
What are you doing, babes?
With Jason Mohammed. We had champagne in the car, pop was five. Yes. We had champagne. You are so naughty. What library? No, not what library. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like one or two or?
Five.
No, there's no such thing as that.
BBC.
One or two or?
Five.
No, there's no such thing as that. No, there's no such thing as that. We had champagne in the car. Pop was five.
Yes.
We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink. Champagne in the car. Pop was five. We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
Where's Jason Mohammed?
I love her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of our listeners are very young, but some of them are incredibly highbrow.
Mm.
We know this. We've got a lot of posh young listeners. We have. Hello, if you're posh and young and listening right now. And a lot of them tune into stuff apart from Radio 1, highbrow stations like BBC Radio 4 and Channel 5 and that. And one of them has spotted this while listening to Radio 4. It's Jenny off of Scotland, somewhere in Scotland. Hi, Jenny. Now, Jenny was listening to Desert Island Discs the other day on Radio 4.
Ooh.
I know. And was a little bit confused about a sound that happened halfway through an interview that was going on. Now, I'm going to play this to you. She just can't work out what it is. They're talking about a Beatles song, and then this strange kind of noise happens. And just trying to work out what the noise actually is. Listen closely.
Right now, it's time for your Desert Island Discs with Kirsty Young.
OK, so that's the beginning of the show.
Howard, you chose a Beatles track. You chose We Can Work It Out.
Yes, yeah. I chose that because it's one of the tracks that Lennon and McCartney truly wrote together, which is quite rare, in fact, in the Beatles catalogue.
Now, I'll play that to you again. What happened there, please?
Howard, you chose a Beatles track. You chose We Can Work It Out.
Yes, yeah. I chose that because it's one of the tracks that Lennon and McCartney truly wrote together, which is quite rare, in fact, in the Beatles catalogue.
Now, is that a trump in there? Was it Kirsty Young or the bloke? It's clearly there, isn't it? Yes? I want to hear it once more, just to make sure.
Howard, you chose a Beatles track. You chose We Can Work It Out.
Yes, yeah. I chose that because it's one of the tracks that Lennon and McCartney truly wrote together, which is quite rare, in fact, in the Beatles catalogue.
I promise you, that is as it went out on Radio 4. We have not edited that in any way.
Why did no one hear it?
I don't know. Radio 1 Podcasts. Jamie in Taunton thinks it was Kirsty Young that did it because men have to pause when trumping. So, and he just carried on talking. What makes it even more genius is that they're talking about a song called We Can Work It Out when it when it happened.
Howard, you chose a Beatles track. You chose We Can Work It Out.
Yes, yeah. I chose that because it's one of the tracks that Lennon and McCartney truly wrote together, which is quite rare, in fact, in the Beatles catalogue.
Doesn't matter how old you are, it's still funny. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, as I was saying yesterday, somebody I know has split up with her boyfriend, and he is coming round on Friday morning to collect his stuff from her house. She wants me to be there to pretend to be her new boyfriend. I talked to a lot of my mates about this last night, and as much as you, the Radio 1 listener, wants me to go round on Friday, I've now decided that it ain't happening.
Why?
Because one, I'm scared. Two, my mates don't think I can pull it off convincingly.
All you've got to do is stand there in your boxes with the coffee, everyone was saying yesterday.
No, I don't think so. I've got to actually pretend to be her new boyfriend. What about if he asks me difficult questions?
Well, like what?
I'll just flap. You know what I'm like? I hate confrontation at the best of times. So I've decided it's a no. I know you all wanted me to do it just so you could hear what happened on Friday's show.
Oh, that was going to be my entire weekend's amusement.
But I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. I just don't like the idea of it. It's the confrontation and it's the trying to be somebody that I'm not.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. So the celebrity getting married next is Kim Kardashian. And normally, what we've done in the past is we will go through their wedding list and find one of the cheaper items on said wedding list and then send it to the celebrity and see if we get a thank you letter. The idea of this is just to get a letter from someone famous. Problem is, this list is quite ambitious, isn't it?
Mm.
Can you tell me some of the things that we could buy for Kim Kardashian in the hope of getting a thanks, Scott, letter back?
Well, the cheapest thing is the napkin. She needs 18 of them. Someone's already bought one, and they're only $12.50.
Oh, here you are, Kim. Here's one napkin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want a napkin? There's napkin rings. She needs 18 of them. They're $32.50.
Why does she need 18 of everything?
I don't know. Someone's bought a steak knife already. She needs 18 of them. So you could buy her 17 steak knives to make up the rest of the set. They're $50 each.
50 each?
Yeah. Has anything taken your fancy?
No.
Bread plate, $105. A rim soup...
For a bread plate?
Yeah, there's a platinum rim soup bowl. That's $110.
Wow.
Goblets. She's 24 of them. Right. 130. Soup ladle, just the one, $150.
Right.
She needs 18 cereal bowls.
Who has that many people around for breakfast?
I don't know, but they're $155.
Each?
Yeah. There's a mustard jar here for $175. We could just get a jar from Sainsbury's or somewhere.
Yeah, how much are mustard jars in a supermarket? Right, yeah.
And that comes with mustard in it.
Wow, she is living the dream.
This one has... there's some nudes.
What?
Do you want to get her a nude? Like a nudie figure.
Oh, right.
You can have a meditating nudie figure or a resting nude.
These are
only $325.
I do sometimes watch the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Chloe and whatever hit Miami and all the various spin-offs. Because sometimes I do that on a Sunday, you know, when the marathon's on E. So I think there's more chance of me seeing my nudie figure on television, if I get that, than, for instance, seeing the soup ladle. It's probably more likely that it's going to be on. You know where they have the opening shot of the house? If she puts that like in the entrance to the Kardashian house, I'll be on TV all the time. Well, my nude will be on TV all the time.
No, it's not of you. It's already here. There's a picture of it. You don't make up a nude of yourself.
Oh, right. I thought I'd have to go to something like Plastercast thing.
Can you imagine that? I mean, you, like...
Hello, Kim.
In your birthday suit.
Right. How much are the newts?
Newts are $325.
That's steep, isn't it?
But these salad serving implements, this, you can get a fork and a spoon. She wants four of each. They're $880 each.
Seriously? Like, the thing is, like, the problem that people have when they do their wedding list, they go around the shop they've chosen and they write stuff down. It's a bit like a Christmas list, thinking that they're going to get all this stuff. And I'm sorry, Kim, but just because you want a fork that costs $800 doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get it.
Why would you even want that? If you had $800, why would you spend it on just a fork? You'd buy a car or something, wouldn't you?
What's the cheapest thing? The napkins?
Yeah, $12.50.
She's just going to get a whole load of napkins. That's going to be it.
Podcast.
Now, coming up on Newsbeat at 5:45 tonight, there is a report about some drunk Take That fans who've been going to the gig and afterwards clogging up the A&E department. And that's going to be with our favourite Newsbeat reporter, Mr. Steve Blears. Now, has Steve Blears won a lot of awards before?
I think
he must have done, right?
Yeah.
He is probably, I mean, we've said this for a long time, he's the best one for us, isn't he?
Yeah.
On this show.
I think he's won loads. You know, what are the industry awards called? The Oscars of the news. I think he's won a few of them.
The Newsies.
Yeah.
He's won some of them.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. Steve Blears is our favourite, and here are some of his finest moments.
Warrington Bank Quay Station. Love don't live here anymore. Unless it's out of the way in the short stay car park / designated kissing zone. Rad Jones, this fashion store.
Clothing, footwear, we do jewellery, accessories.
If he can spot a shoplifter, why not terrorists? Stop kissing. Yes, you in the red jacket. It's wrong, but sometimes it feels so right. Salad and chilli sauce, please.
I'm clutching a freshly baked baguette in a car park stairwell. Why? No, I'm not about to attack someone, but it could be the new weapon to beat the smell of weed.
Phil sometimes gets really drunk.
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Eats a Donna.
I don't really remember having them.
And then hates himself. Some survival manuals claim you can lose 45% of your heat through your head. Apparently not true. Let's check it out with two volunteers standing in the cold. One's wearing a hat, one isn't.
The morning after pill.
Accident black spots on rural roads.
I'm Sarah.
Are you a kebab fan?
No, I'm a vegetarian, so...
Have you ever tried one?
Thinking of a new car.
Do you mind if I jump in?
Yeah, please do.
Hardly scientific proof, but wearing a Santa hat can't be all bad.
And that's why Steve Blears. And that's why Steve Blears is the best.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, we've had an email from Alistair Campbell. I don't think it's that one. Unless, these days, Alistair Campbell does spend his mornings watching the Jeremy Kyle show. And then he's into... Well, he probably starts off with a bit of This Morning, then into Jeremy Kyle, bit of Loose Women. Does it go in that order?
No, and you know it doesn't.
I don't.
Yes, you don't get work until 2. What are you doing all day?
I'm very busy. Jeremy Kyle, then This Morning, then Loose Women.
Lorraine first.
I know that.
And obviously BBC One and BBC Two are better at that time of day.
Absolutely.
I love a bit of Air Hunters. And Don't Get Done, Get Dom, etc.
Oh yeah, all very good shows. Anyway, Alistair, thank you very much for your email. He says, and I got a lot of tweets about this as well on that particular day, check out Jezza Kyle's show from the 13th of June and count how many times the word in it is used. It's quite a lot. So we have counted. All you need to do is guess how many times in it was said the other day on the Jeremy Kyle show. Play along at home fun, please. Text me if you get the right answer, 81199. I'm offering up here... Scott Mills points.
Do you have to get the exact number?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So 30 points, but only if you get the exact number of in it from Jeremy Kyle on the 13th of June. Let's go. What do you think?
27.
27 in it?
Yeah.
Let us know if you get this right.
Now, our first guest today, Noberto, is here to confront his childhood friend, Dean.
Tell the audience what you used to do together.
Basically, just up to no good, didn't it?
realising it went to prison, huh? See what he was up to, and being safe, innit? I said I'm out, and it's no good, innit? See, I understand, innit? Got me arrested, innit? Please, innit? In the middle, innit? But I don't care that she's with him, innit? He was like my brother, innit? He's been lying to her, innit? Innit? Innit?
Innit what like, Ben? Innit what like, Ben?
Innit?
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 Innit? Innit?
Innit? Innit?
Innit?
Innit?
Innit? Innit? Tell everybody where I am.
On live, innit?
It's a coincidence, innit? I was childish, innit?
What are you doing, innit? What are you doing, innit? What are you doing, innit?
You're lying to them, innit?
I love your sister, innit? Trying to find a job, innit? Don't come to my house, innit?
It don't matter that you're going out with my sister, innit? You was like a brother to me, innit? Disagreements, innit? Little arguments and that, innit?
Alright, we'll wait for the test, innit? We'll wait for the results, innit? And we'll see, innit? We'll see. I want you to get on your knees and say sorry after, innit?
Innit, what like, Ben? Innit, what like, Ben?
Innit?
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 In it.
Well, hang on, you're my brother, innit? If I want to be with him,
burn you, innit?
Then you should realise that, innit?
If he's innocent,
all right, let him burn me, then, innit? Let me find out the whole thing, innit?
If he's innocent, innit?
Don't lie, innit?
But whether you knew about it or not, bruv, yeah, you could have stopped, innit? You could have stopped, innit? No, I won't,
innit?
No, I won't, innit? Calling police to my house, innit? Yeah, back way, innit?
Hey, I'm sorry, innit?
Is it? It is. Someone says, I went to see that one being recorded. There were a lot of in it. Even they noticed when they were sat in the audience. And they were caught up in the drama, but the in it were kind of taking over their mind. Oh, Glenn in Norwich, you so nearly got it right. And Alex in Bournemouth, you were one out. Dan in Ringwood, you were two out. There were 47 in it on that Jeremy Kyle show. And I think it goes really well with From Paris to Berlin.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Just before we begin, can you settle a little debate for me?
Go.
So I was talking to Greg about this upstairs. I have got these new shoes, right? How would you describe it? Like a loafer? Is that what you call that?
It's almost a deck shoe.
Like a deck shoe, right. So
it's box fresh, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's quite new. And I hate breaking new shoes in, right? So I'm wearing socks with them. And my girlfriend this morning said, you can't wear socks with deck shoes. They look terrible.
You can't wear white deck shoes with black socks.
Yeah, that's what I've gone for. And she said, oh, you can wear fashion socks with them. And I'd never heard of fashion
socks.
What's
a fashion sock?
Well, I know what it is now because Greg's wearing them. They're kind of colourful, stripy socks. Mm. So he's wearing deck shoes with nice socks. Looks really cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not a trainer sock. Proper sock. But it's just like bright and colourful.
Right.
I've gone for black against white.
So black won't do. That's a no-no.
Yeah, yeah. But I've gone with it anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah, just to prove a point, but I think I've realised today that I'm wrong.
I haven't seen anyone wear deck shoes with a sock before, but I think that's absolutely fine.
It can happen.
Yeah,
set the trend, Matt.
Absolutely. Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm built for trend setting. No. I think I'm very much a trend follower.
I'm a follower.
Yeah.
What's happening on your show, please, before we get into our game?
Oh, that is a really good and yet annoying question because I've kind of forgotten. What I do know is that we have we had a puppet on the show a few weeks ago called Funty the Funtime Puppet. Now, sadly, the reason was because a lot of people, my show went on kind of like an audience research thing.
Right.
And a lot of people, 9 out of 10 of our listeners, of the 10 listeners, they when asked to sort of describe what they thought I sounded like, they drew the Channel 5 elderly gadget show presenter John Bentley, and so that's a worrying thing.
Did they? Well, that's awful.
So that means that my voice sounds older than I am, and of course Radio 1's all about sounding young, right?
Yeah.
I'm only 25 years old,
yeah.
But I have the voice of a man nearing death.
Oh, I know John, the one...
The old guy.
The silver fox.
Yeah, yeah, he's like a reverse panda.
Him. He's like this.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is actually confusing, because that almost sounded like myself talking back at me just then.
Sorry, yeah.
So a lot of people said, oh, that's what I sound like. So we needed to make the show sound younger, so we had Funty on, who's a puppet, but sadly Funty's extremely rude. I don't know where he's been trained, but he said some terrible things.
Really?
So we're dealing with the complaints tonight. And
okay.
Funty's coming back, he's been rehabilitated.
Right.
So he's back, so hopefully, I'm absolutely certain he won't say anything horrifying on air.
Right.
And he's going to be interviewing J-Lo on the show.
Oh my God.
Which is very exciting.
That is good.
Yeah, so...
you don't want to miss that, 9 till 10 tonight on Radio 1.
Yes, and we've got an interview with a band, but I've forgotten who it was because we did it a while ago. But it's good. I remember them. It was so good that it's actually ruined my synapses and I've forgotten.
I'm sure they're very good, whoever they are. So tune in tonight for that band that we don't know at 9 o'clock. Just after Hugh Stevens. Right, we're going to play a game to see who's more popular in the world of celebrity now. It's the Twitter higher or lower game. So what's going to happen is I'm going to do this in twos, okay? And you just guess higher or lower who's got more Twitter followers.
Okay.
All right. So we'll flip it between you and Becky. So we'll start.
News just in. It's the blackout.
Oh, it's the blackout.
Oh, of course it was.
Oh, they're good. Blackout, yeah.
I just wanted to tease it. Oh, you know, they're too good to be mentioned, that sort of thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
just that's ruined okay. The no,
that up. That's okay. It's the blackout. I didn't want to say, but yeah, it's the blackout.
Okay, so I am going to give you two lots of people that have some followers on Twitter, and you tell me who is the most popular in terms of who gets the most follows. We'll start with Matt Edmondson. All right. Lee Latchford Evans.
The Latch.
The Latch, formerly of Steps.
And The Latch.
And The Latch fame.
And wasn't he in that boy band they put together with...
Oh, my good Lord.
What were they called? Upper Street.
Upper Street.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. That was on MTV.
Yeah, did Lee get kicked out? One of them got kicked out. I think it might have been Lee. I think he got booted, yeah. Bradley gave him the elbow.
That's right. And it was one of New Kids on the Block as well.
Yes.
The terrible
song. I think
song.
It was Danny from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I love your knowledge. Okay, so it's between Lee Latchford Evans and... the sexy Mexican who is the superhero on this show.
Okay.
Most popular.
Lee Latchford Evans or the sexy Mexican? How regularly do you tweet about the sexy Mexican?
Hardly at all.
No. Okay. I'm going to say the Latch.
You're saying the Latch has more followers than the sexy Mexican? Nope. Sexy Mexican has 4,558.
Oh, no.
The Latch only has 4,008.
I mean, I feel bad for me on that one, but even worse for Lee.
Yeah. Okay, Becky, over to you. Okay. So, Sexy Mexican and the one that doesn't speak from this show.
Ooh.
Who's got the more followers? Sexy Mexican's only been on for a few days.
I think, didn't the one that doesn't speak try to get his followers up? And he promised something for everyone.
He promised he would speak, I think.
Mm.
If he got to a million.
Did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't
quite
happen.
So he must have got more. I'm going to say the one that doesn't speak has more followers.
It's correct.
Yes.
The one that doesn't speak has 11,032. The sexy Mexican only 4,558.
And the one that doesn't speak has never tweeted.
No.
Which makes it amazing.
Yeah, he doesn't ever tweet. Okay, so... it's between the one that doesn't speak, who never tweets, and Rachel Stevens, Matt Edmondson.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. I mean, I imagine that she's riveting on Twitter, right? So whatever thoughts are coming out, plopping out of her mind, are going to be gold. So I would say it's got to be Rachel Stevens. Surely. Well, would you rather hear... I'm just trying to think. Would I rather hear nothing or Rachel... I've changed my mind. It's the one that doesn't speak.
Okay. Rachel Stevens, 5,509 to the one that doesn't speak's 11,032.
Wow.
Gutted. Okay, Becky.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't speak, or Holly Valance? Who's got more?
The one that doesn't speak.
Wrong! Valance.
Seriously?
Yeah, Valance has got 13,142, and we know how much the one that doesn't speak.
What sort of world do we live in when Holly Valance has got more followers than Rachel Stevens?
Exactly.
What's happened?
I don't know. Okay, Matt, over to you. Holly Valance or Kate Garraway off of Daybreak?
Okay, well, when you said off of Daybreak, that has changed my answer dramatically.
She might have kept some from GMTV.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because if they're shedding followers at the same rate that they're shedding viewers, it could be down to zero. So hang on, this is against Valance, right?
Mm-hmm.
13,000, Kate Garraway. I reckon Kate Garraway probably has got a lot. Because I reckon she gets tweeted by the likes of Eamon Holmes all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of the old crew.
And his
crew.
Wife, yeah. Lorraine.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not married to Lorraine.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Kate Garraway off Daybreak, 49,297. Much more than Valance.
Wow, it's because she's always breaking the news, isn't it?
It is.
More
Becky.
Tweets than viewers. Hello.
Kate Garraway off Daybreak or you?
Kate Garraway off Daybreak?
Wrong, you've got more.
59,852
somehow. I've got no idea. All it is just tweets about what train you're on. Matt Edmondson.
Yeah.
Becky or Matt Fincham from the Chris Moyle Show?
Purely due to the amount of tweets that I get that are meant for Matt Fincham, asking if I'm that Matt Fincham off of Radio 1.
Oh, really?
Even though my Twitter name is clearly got my own surname in it.
How annoying.
I would say it's quite high. I think he's got a lot. And I reckon, I think he's got about 90,000, I think.
Fincham has 71,583, more than Becky.
He's lost 20,000 recently. Tragic. Yeah.
Becky?
Yes?
Matt Fincham or Nicola Roberts off of Girls Aloud? And now solo.
Nicola Roberts, definitely.
No, Roberts has 41,077 to Matt's 71,000.
No
what
way.
Is that about? What is that about?
Oh, I do prefer Matt Fincham's solo work.
Okay, Matt Fincham or Craig David?
Now, this is interesting. I reckon Craig David would have been buoyed by the whole Bieber thing, because Bieber used to tweet about him for a long time. And as we know, Bieber has everyone on Twitter legally is obliged to follow Justin Bieber.
Absolutely.
So he has millions. So I reckon a bit of that might have rubbed off on David. I'm going to go for Craig David.
Craig David has 105,913.
Yes,
correct. Okay. Craig David or Lorraine Kelly?
Ooh. Craig David, purely because I reckon Lorraine's fans aren't as big a tweeters as...
Aren't as big on the internet.
Yeah.
Lorraine's got 114,000 more.
Oh,
it's more than Craig. Okay, Lorraine Kelly or Scott Mills?
Oh, I know. You've got like about 350,000, I think. So it's definitely you.
It is me, surprisingly.
Oh, it's me. I never realised I had so many followers.
Right, I didn't realise, but you're playing the game. 389,706. I don't like to talk about it.
I mean, I know you said there's a joke, but you sounded so bitter then. So bitter.
So bitter. Yeah. And finally, Scott Mills or Amanda Holden?
It's Holden. Sorry, this is not my answer, sorry.
Shrek, no, yeah, completely agreed.
That's right, Shrek has got 571,603, which makes me rubbish. Or less
you need
popular.
You get yourself in Shrek the Musical.
I know, yeah. That's exactly it.
I've always thought you could be the next Richard Blackwood.
I would like that a lot, you know I would. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank
Make
you.
Sure you listen to Matt's show tonight at 9 o'clock. He's got a band called The Blackout and also a rude puppet. Thanks, Matt.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.